Dule Hill, thank you so much for talking.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
Now, you've performed in a variety of roles from your start at 10, tap dancing on the Jerry Lewis Telethon. Mm-hmm. You've played Charlie in The West Wing and Burton Gus Guster on Psych, although I've been told I should also mention Methuselah Honeysuckle and Scrooge Jones, among other names. And you played the bad guy on the movie Slight. Mm-hmm. And now, Nat King Cole, where you are acting and singing. What drew you to this role?
What drew me to this role was really the artistry, the magnificence, and the brilliance of Patricia McGregor and Coleman Domingo. I've been fans of theirs for years. I've seen their work on stage over the years, and I've always wanted to work with them. So when Coleman reached out to me about Nat King Cole, in my mind I said, wait a second, you have Patricia McGregor, Coleman Domingo, Nat King Cole, and they told me that Daniel J. Watts was playing Sammy Davis Jr. I said, count me in. I wanted to get in there with these artists and explore.
Well, Nat King Cole was known as a great jazz pianist with a wonderful voice, great entertainer, and someone with a lot of grace and presence. How did you prepare for the role, and how did you discover what Nat King Cole was for you?
Well, I've been a fan of Mr. Cole for years. I think the first time I got hip to his music at all was when my dad had the Unforgettable album with Natalie Cole and Nat King Cole. And he had it on repeat when I was a teenager, and I really, really dug it. And then years later, after that in college, I ended up getting a best of set of Nat King Cole. And his voice was so melodic to me, so entrancing and enchanting, welcoming, but high. you know
yes.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Welcoming, but also unattainable type thing. He was always very interesting to me. And then I guess what really started to attract me to him was that grace. But the thing that I know about grace, because of my own experience in life and things that have come against me, is underneath grace, there's always fire. And that was what was interesting to me to explore. Like, how did you be able to walk out every day and extend that type of grace in the midst of all the things that came against you? You know, performing in some places, but having to sleep in other places. All these things. How did that affect you? Because it costs people to extend grace. And I think sometimes when grace is extended to us, we don't realize the cost that it takes. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And again, knowing that Patricia McGregor and Coleman Domingo were the ones spearheading this story, I knew that it would be something very interesting to explore.
This story tells that year of his television show in the late 50s and focuses on when it's about to end.
Right.
Are there any particular parts that resonate with you or that really bring out some of the things you're talking about in terms of the turmoil that might have existed underneath his grace?
I mean, I think what really resonated with me was when you realize that the playing field is not level, because 1 + 1 is supposed to equal 2, but it seldom does. And even with his show, he had all the material. The top-notch artists, ratings were doing well, people were tuning in, but still couldn't get a national sponsor. Why? Because with all these things, I'm supposed to then get this. But now all of a sudden, there's a different equation out there that's not included in my textbook, yeah, of getting to this point. So that to me was interesting and profound and even touching to me at the time. You spent this time, this last year, being the first, breaking down this barrier, pouring your blood, sweat, and tears into this, and even your friends sacrificing and going above and beyond to really sow the seeds to make this a success, and still there's a gap that we just cannot cross because someone else says no. How does that not make you crazy? Which still happens today. That's why the story to me was relevant to do now, because this is a story from the 1950s, but it still happens today. 1 + 1 in America does not equal 2.
Right, unfortunately.
For a lot of people, and it's not just even for, say, black men, it's for women, it's for transgenders, it's for homosexuals, it's for pretty much anyone who's not a wealthy white male. You know what I mean? It's for poor white men and women. I mean, it's for anyone who's not a part of like that upper echelon of power brokers, 1 + 1 does not always equal 2, and it's supposed to. So then now with that, what are we now going to do as people? You know, are we going to start seeing our commonality in each other, that we all kind of have a similar struggle, and are we going to come together to be able to make this equation work?
In playing Nat King Cole, did that give you any insights into how he handled it?
I mean, yes. I mean, and it's still very early on in the process. I mean, our first preview starts tonight, and I'm sure. And that's the thing that I do love about theater, because it's ever evolving. I will know more about this character who is Mr. Cole next week, the week after, and even December 3rd and beyond. It'll still keep revealing itself to me more and more. Again, I mean, he somehow was able to find that grace to deal with it. I mean, the only time I think that he really, that you start to get any piece of what was underneath was when he wrote that article for Ebony Magazine saying Madison Avenue is afraid of the dark, which gave you a little insight into behind the curtain. You know what I mean? I'm still attracted to the idea of him extending that grace, because that's a challenge I feel that we all deal with daily.
It's a balancing test from moment to moment.
From moment to moment.
Could you talk about the role of music, both in his life and in this production?
I mean, I'll start with myself and my friends first. I'm a tap dancer.
Yes.
I mean, I love the art form. I've been dancing since the age of 3. And I'm so thankful that I was exposed to the art, that my parents put me in dance school and allowed me to get that type of exposure at such a young age, because it's been a journey of a lifetime for me. The arts, it is me. I am the arts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm a true believer in having children be exposed to it, because it, even if they don't go and pursue it for a lifetime, there's something about art that is empowering to know that I can do this. That this is something that can come from inside of me, this creativity. With Mr. Cole, he was exposed to it at a very young age also. When he was in Chicago, he used to sneak out and go see Father Hines play. And then he would, that really inspired him. The way he approached jazz music. His mother had taught him piano and things like that. But from the piano, it grew from there. From the piano, of course, he had, we know he had the trio and this and that. But then from there, he started to become a singer. Music is the foundation. Music is the root. That is what, so you can't really tell a story without, of Nat King Cole without dealing with the music. You can't, it's impossible. I mean, doing just a straight play about Nat King Cole to me just would not make any sense. Come on, you gotta have some music. I mean, Nat King Cole is music, you know what I mean? Music is Nat King Cole.
And music is a way of expressing feelings and thoughts, and in a way that words can't.
And a lot of times that brilliance, I mean, you look at all of these artists, especially from years back, that passion, that power, that fire that they would put into all of their, their songs, their voices, the tunes that they would play. That's all the fire that allowed them to extend the grace daily. You know what I mean? Like, that's where it was directed. It wasn't like it just disappeared. No, it was, thankfully, they had that music to be able to release it somewhere, because so many things would come against people, and even today, so many things come against people where it's like, this is the outlet,
right?
For me, being a tap dancer, it's putting on my shoes. For other people, it's singing a song. Other people, it's when they get on that piano, you see all this, like, sometimes the sweat coming off of people, and the just like the way they are, or sometimes just the daze on people. It's dealing with something so deep. That's why it's always interesting to me when somebody, you want to play like Monk, but you have to go through what Monk went through to be able to play like Monk. You can't just go out there and be, it's not so easy, brother. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can play the notes, but you can't play the tune. You know what I mean? It's like, nah, you got to,
it's so personal.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why really in life, you got to know how to play like yourself, because only that's what makes you unique as an artist. Play your song, play your tune, hit your keys. You know what I mean? It's like, don't try to be like, because you have to go through all of that in order to even come close to being like them. And even still, because it's you and not them going through it, it's going to be different.
So do you tap in this show?
I do. Ooh. I do, yes. I do. There's a that's one good thing about when you are, you know, taking artistic license and tell and using the arts to tell a story, is you can, like, I don't know if Mr. Cole was a tap dancer, but he was musical. so we do have a chance to, for me to get a chance to shuffle a little bit, and I'm very, very happy about that. You know, because I get to share the stage and shuffle with Daniel J. Watts, who's a phenomenal artist. I mean, actor, singer, spoken word artist, and tap dancer. So to be able to share the stage with him with the shoes on is a wonderful thing.
Well, that's great. And you also sing. So when you sing as Nat King Cole, are you channeling the Nat King Cole feelings that enable him to have that grace, or are you putting some of yourself into that?
Well, I think you have to put some of yourself into it. You have to be able to understand what this person may have been feeling and attach it to yourself and then marry the two together.
This has given you more thoughts about, I mean, it sounds as if you've been thinking about this your whole life, but the role of music and art in today's world to help us connect better.
Here's the thing, and this is what I appreciated more, I feel, of artists and music singers in the past, was it was relevant. There was creativity in what they were talking about. And I mean, even if it was about even going to a party, there was something that they captured. I don't know. I'm trying to find the right words. I feel that nowadays we take the easy road. Don't get me wrong. You have artists out there who really are digging deep. But I think in terms of the overarching view, my feeling of what I hear, I think we take the easy road. I think that we as artists in this day and age need to challenge ourselves to dig deeper. Because a lot of the issues that are affecting us are just as challenging, if not more, because there's a deeper mask. Their mask's deeper. So no, let's not be blinded by the light or by the bling, or come on, let's open our eyes up and let's dig deeper as artists to use what we have to be able to inspire and move and challenge and, yeah, hold up a mirror. Like, come on, let's not just create songs to our lowest selves. Let's sing songs that challenge us as beings to reach higher. Use your power to say something. You use what you have to say something. Don't just sit there and, no, there's too many folks who have done too many things for you to sit there and do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And that's what I feel. Again, I feel like for a lot of artists today, it's like, yeah, look, if we just look back on our journey as people here in this country, it's like too many folks have done too many things for us now to have an opportunity to stand and say something, but to choose not to. To choose to talk about nonsense. No. Sorry, we can do better than that. I know that we can do better than that. I know you can do better than that, and I know I can do better than that. So let's do it.
Great. Thank you so much, Dule Hill.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.